This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Mark Simon is the event director of the upcoming PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. It is a pleasure to welcome Mark Simon to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Mark.
Hello, and happy to be on. Getting really excited, and we're amping up for the show coming up in a couple weeks.
To that point, you're going to tell me you start planning for the next year's show the day after the show ends, but when do you really get serious about planning for the next show?
Well, two things to that. We actually start planning, we're already planning for the 18 show, so it's actually before this year's show takes place. But the real serious planning, really, I would say between September and, you know, right now is really where a lot of the, you know, a lot of the magic happens, and a lot of the plan comes together.
Let's give the listener a little perspective, roughly, ballpark. How many attendees?
Yeah, so all in all, we're going to have over 40,000 total attendees in town during show week.
And again, ballpark, roughly, how many vendors participate?
You know, it's close to 1,000 brands participating in the show, and I do want to also mention that we get attendees from 90 countries and all 50 states.
Has the vendor list grown through the last few years?
Yeah, no, we're in a nice, I would say, stable growth trajectory over the last 4 to 5 years, and we're again anticipating more exhibitors and brands this year. Slow, steady growth.
Is there a waiting list for vendors, Mark, or is there enough space for anybody that kind of wants to pay their way in?
There is enough space in the convention center, so no waiting list. And if there's any vendors out there that want to pull things together, or inventors in the final 2 weeks, we're taking anybody that wants to exhibit.
You know, that's a question I should have asked to really give the listener some perspective. How big is the Orange County Convention Center?
I mean, it's close to a mile from one end to the other. I had a pedometer on 1 year and tracked kind of on that day how many steps. I think I walked close to 50,000 steps on a day. And so it's a huge event. I think it's 10 miles if you walk, you know, aisle to aisle from one end of the show to the other. So great exercise, and it's a mammoth show, and it takes multiple days to cover it all.
Is it an organic process, Mark, or does the show encourage vendors to kind of hold off debuting new products until the show?
You know, part of it is dictated by kind of the cycles that are out there in the industry. You know, the apparel, you know, for apparel, for example, you know, there's really two specific seasons where the majority of products are launched. Equipment used to be, you know, major introductions at the show, then it kind of morphed into fall, and now it's really year-round. So we kind of serve the industry, and we're predicated more on the patterns that kind of are out there in the industry. We think this is a tremendous venue to launch a new product, and based upon that, there are a significant number of product launches really across all categories that take place at the show. There's some really cool ones coming up on the equipment side this year as well, which is great.
How long have you been doing this?
So I'm close to, you know, I grew up in the golf industry. I started playing when I was probably 4 or 5 years old. I've worked in the golf industry my entire life. I have been with the show for close to 18 years now, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I've seen a lot of swings, a lot of up and downs, and a lot of great stories, and a lot of just tremendous people that we've met through both the golf industry and working the show.
What's the biggest change you've seen in the show in the last 5 years?
I would say it's really more from really, I would say, you know, a trade show maybe 5 or 6, 7 years ago. We don't even use that term anymore. It's an event. It's the global gathering place for the golf industry. It's the major of golf business. There's so much more than the show floor. You know, again, the products in the show floor are the focus of everything that goes on, but there's product testing, there are fashion shows. There's, as you know, a huge outdoor demo day that takes place the day before the show. There's a very robust education conference. There's a technology spotlight. There's pro tournaments. You know, the list goes on and on. There's live coverage now on the Golf Channel. It's really an industry event. It's the worldwide gathering place for the golf industry. It's the major of golf business, and it's so much more than a show. It's really truly morphed into an event.
We're talking with Mark Simon here on the Augusta Golf Show. You talk about the coverage on Golf Channel and almost wall to wall, especially on Morning Drive. Have you noticed a difference from them doing that? Has that impacted the show in some shape, form, or fashion?
Yeah, no, in a couple ways. I think anytime you have live TV coverage, I think that enhances the stature of the event. At the same time, it's provided a window for consumers and for those that are not allowed into the show, because again, it's a business-to-business only event. Consumers are not allowed in. So it's really provided a sneak peek and really a window into what goes on at the show. We've had a lot of instances where PGA professionals will get a call from their member who's watching Morning Drive and then says, can you check out this product for me? And it's really resulted in a lot of transactions taking place and a lot of business that has been done in addition to just raising the overall stature and profile of the event.
What defines success for a show of this magnitude, Mark?
I think there's a number of ways you can look at things. We're all about helping businesses to grow and helping connect buyers and sellers face-to-face. So I think if we're furthering the process of the business of golf taking place, I think that's kind of a generic way to measure success. I think in terms of numbers, you know, if we have more attendees and more of the right attendees and more of the right PGA professionals attending the show, and we have more of the right exhibitors participating, and then if we can help them, again, to match, to get together, to do business, and then to further to kickstart the season to get the golf business off on the right foot to start the year, I think that would be the true measure of success. We really are the kickoff to the season. The timing is great in January, and we really launched the business of golf heading into 2017 and really have the chance to set a really optimistic tone with a lot of buzz kind of kicking off the year.
Well, along those lines, Mark, with your position, with what you deal with, do you get a sense of the overall health of the game of golf? You're not just, you're dealing with all of the facets, not just the professional game facet. Do you get a sense about the health of the game?
You know, from my perspective, personally, you know, I see a lot of really good things. You know, there's a lot of innovation out there right now. There's a lot of, I would say, cautious optimism. You know, we've all heard stories, and I think the media picks up on some of the negatives, but there's a lot of really good product being launched at the show. There's a lot of innovation taking place. There's a lot of new, you know, the show is also a forum for Grow the Game discussions. There's a lot of really successful programs out there. There's the PGA Get Golf Ready program, PGA Junior League, you know, Topgolf's doing some really interesting things. And, you know, based on kind of that Grow the Game perspective and some of the really new and unique programs that are out there, I'm more excited now than I've ever been for the future of golf. So, again, I'm an eternal optimist, some would say, but I'm really high and bullish on kind of the future of golf.
I don't want you to name names. Have you ever had a vendor come to you with an idea for doing something on the floor and you're kind of like, no, we can't do that?
You know, there's times I've thought that to myself, and then it turns out that vendor's actually done really well at the show. So I try not to predict, you know, success or failure of a vendor. We've seen some very interesting and unique ideas, some that we thought would not do so well that really did do well, and some that we thought would be a home run, maybe not pan out. But there's no better way than the show to really expose your product to, again, thousands and thousands of potential either buyers or resources that could help you to grow your business.
You know, we started this conversation by talking about the planning that goes into something like this. And now, having been for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, Mark, if there are visible changes, they're sometimes hard to see. What are some of the things that you do to make the show different and better each year?
Well, you know, a lot of it is behind the scenes. We're doing a lot right now with technology and using technology to better match up exhibitors and buyers. So we ask a lot of detailed questions in our registration process. At the same time, you know, we know a lot about our vendors and who they're looking to see. And kind of using technology, we are now making recommendations for attendees based on kind of what they're looking for at the show and the profile of exhibitors. So I think it's kind of, rather than just having people show up and hope they do well, it's really based, you know, using technology and based upon what product categories they're most interested in, really being a conduit to connect specific buyers and specific exhibitors. And I think that really has helped a lot in the last few years to help kind of draw, especially for new companies that really don't know a lot of potential buyers or who their audience might even be, to really give them a leg up first time out coming to the show where they have some people who are looking for them and that we can help. I don't like to use the term matchmake, but it really is to help connect an exhibitor with a buyer who fits their profile.
He is Mark Simon, the event director of the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, coming up in just a couple of weeks. I look forward to it every year. I look forward to being there. Mark, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and we look forward to seeing you in Orlando in 2 short weeks. Thanks again.